This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu has urged young doctors to work for those sections of the society that need medical services the most, underlining that many rural and tribal areas still lack high-quality health services. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur, she also urged all stakeholders associated with medical education to provide such an ecosystem to future doctors in which they learn about topics including doctor-patient communication and the role of empathy in healing and trust building.
डॉक्टरों का समाज और देश के विकास में अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान होता है। ये केवल रोग का इलाज नहीं करते, बल्कि एक स्वस्थ समाज की नींव भी रखते हैं। मैं आप सभी से अपेक्षा करती हूँ कि आप अपने ज्ञान का उपयोग केवल अपने करियर में आगे बढ़ने के लिए ना करें। आप समाज के उन वर्गों के लिए भी कार्य करें जिन्हें चिकित्सा सेवाओं की सर्वाधिक आवश्यकता है। इसके लिए जरूरी है कि डॉक्टरों की सेवाएं ग्रामीणों और दूर दराज क्षेत्रों में भी उपलब्ध हो।
Addressing the program, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that in the last few years, health facilities in the state have improved manifold. He added that AIIMS Gorakhpur is providing services to a large number of patients, not only from the state but also from Bihar and Nepal. Earlier in the day, the President addressed the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly. PM Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, Dammu Ravi, said the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from 2nd to 3rd of this month on the first leg of his five-nation tour. He said this will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana. In Telangana, 12 workers have been killed and over 26 injured in a blast at a pharma company in Sangareddy district yesterday. The incident occurred at Sigaji Industry, which triggered a huge fire and engulfed the premises of the company. About a dozen fire tenders and teams of disaster response forces took part in the rescue and relief activities. The rescue activities are underway. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the victims of the fire accident. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to next of the kin of those killed from the PM's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Around 4.96 crore electors in Bihar do not need to submit any document in the ongoing special intensive revision of the Election Commission in the state. Their children are also not required to submit any other document relating to their parents. These voters are in the 2003 electoral roll of Bihar, which has been uploaded by the Commission on its website. The ease of availability of the 2003 electoral rolls will hugely facilitate the ongoing special intensive revision in the state, as nearly 60% of the total electorate in Bihar will not have to submit any document. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah chaired a month-on baithak with the Ministers of Cooperation of all states and union territories in New Delhi. The event marks the celebration of International Year of Cooperatives 2025, and the purpose of the month-on baithak is to review ongoing schemes to strengthen the cooperative movement in India, assess achievements and provide a dynamic platform to promote collaboration. He said PM Modi established the Ministry of Cooperation with the objective of reviving the long-standing tradition of cooperation in the country. The state government of West Bengal under the Trinamool Congress should rise above politics and do everything so that the culprits should get punishment in the gang rape case of a law student in Kolkata. Satpal Singh, member of the four members of BJP fact-finding team, said this at a press conference in the evening in Kolkata. Yesterday, the team met the Commissioner of Kolkata Police and visited the South Calcutta Law College. Meanwhile, the DNA samples of prime accused in the gang rape case, Manojit Mishra, Pramit Mukherjee and Jaid Ahmed, sent for forensic test. Various other samples have also been sent for forensic test. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has launched the WaveX Startup Challenge 2025 under its flagship Startup Accelerator program, WaveX. Startups across the country can participate in a national hackathon to develop an AI-powered multilingual translation solution. And that is the end of this news bulletin.